Inflation. It seemed to invade every waking moment of 2022. But really, just how bad was it? Well, let's find out with NPR's Alina Selyukh and Stacey Vanek Smith.
Rise and shine and pay more. Every day you wake up, everything is a little more expensive. Right, Stacey?
Alina, that is so bleak. Things are not that bad. There are plenty of prices that have also gone down.
Oh, like what? Crypto?
Well, yes, crypto, but a lot of other things too. In fact, I challenge you, Alina. Let's walk through a typical day, look at how many prices have risen and how many prices have fallen, and actually see what we're looking at here. And loser buys the winner a drink.
Ooh, you are on for that. Okay, let's start with, good place to start, breakfast. My day obviously starts with this delicious coffee, which is 15% more expensive than last year. We can make some eggs. They are 49% more expensive. It's one of the biggest jumps out there because of a massive bird flu outbreak.
Okay, good point. But I start my day with avocado toast. Avocados have gotten almost 45% cheaper because there was this big bumper crop. And you know, they are a superfood. Also bacon, which is not technically a superfood, but is super, got a little bit cheaper too. It's a good breakfast.
No coffee for you, really?
Well, I have been meaning to cut back on caffeine, and rising prices feels like the perfect opportunity to make that happen. You know what you could call this, Lena? Is an inflation.
I will not be calling it that. Moving on from breakfast, time for work.
Well, I'm really glad you said that because I am now zipping up my warm winter coat, which is 2% less expensive than it was last year. And I'm heading out to the car to drive to work. And speaking of cars, Alina, used cars got 3% less expensive because the extreme shortage of used cars kind of started to sort itself out.
All right, all right. What about the gas for this car?
Well, gas has been declining.
Sure, but at the moment, still 10% more expensive than last year.
Which just gives us all a great excuse to take public transportation.
That's 24% more expensive than last year.
Well, wait, you're working from home, right? I mean, that's saving you time and money.
I am working from home, and in fact, I'm sending you an email right now which says, electricity, Stacey, costs 14% more this year.
Okay. Well, I'm messaging you back to remind you that America got a raise this year, more than 5%.
Sure, wages did grow, but if you account for inflation, we actually got a pay cut of almost 2%.
That is true, but that's a general number. Some people did get bigger raises than that. And anyway, you know, it could be a good moment to rethink our work-life balance. Maybe we start clocking out when we're supposed to and go spend time with friends and our families.
And do what exactly? Going out is so much more expensive this year. Restaurant prices are up because of all kinds of costs, wages and food.
Okay, well, you could just come on over. Alina, come over to my place and we'll hang out. Home sweet home.
You know what's not sweet? Rent increases, up 7% this year.
Rent did not go up everywhere. There were definitely some places where rent went down.
Like which places?
Like the metaverse. Apparently, rent went down in...
This is the dimension of imagination.
The metaverse.
The metaverse.
Yes. Okay. Well, maybe we've been looking at data for too long.
I hate to say it, Stacey. I think you owe me a drink.
Okay, well, we should just go get a drink. I'll agree to that. Let's just go get a drink. We can go to happy hour.
Stacey, happy hour costs 7% more now.
Alina, you cannot, don't take the happy out of happy hour
right now. I'm sorry.
I forgive you, Alina, because do you know something that is priceless?
Oh, I feel like you're going to say friendship. Is it friendship?
No.
Oh, it's friendship.
Yes.
Yes, it's
yes.
friendship.
I was going to say friendship. It's
We're
friendship.
We're doing it. The winner is friendship.
You can't put a price on it. Stacey Vanek Smith.
Alina Selyukh, NPR News.